Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. You can text us there also. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always urge you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
All true, Dori. All true.
Turns out I do have that memorized.
Very impressive.
You can also visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. We are on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. We also have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And you can shop our favorite products at shopmy.us/forever35.
Okay. And hot news. We are doing a live show. It is a digital experience happening Wednesday, February 22nd. At 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can grab tickets. They are $10 a pop at moment.co/forever35. And if you can't make it live, the show will be available on demand for a week after it airs. So you can still get a ticket and catch the recorded version. There's going to be an after party that you can also buy a ticket for. We are just going to get cozy in the lounge of Dori's hotel, snuggle up, tell some jokes. It's going to be a blast.
I cannot wait.
Planning my outfit already. You're only going to be able to see, you know, the top half of my body, but it will be good. I promise you, I will make it worth your while. Dori, can I also just let our New York City area listeners know that I am going to be in New York in person at the Strand bookstore on Wednesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. I'm going to be in a romance
panel.
That's
exciting.
It's called Wild Thing, the universality of romance. I got to learn how to say that before the panel. The Wild Thing, the universality of romance. And
I will be playing Mahjong that night.
I mean, am I offended that you're not making a cross-country trip to see me in this one-time appearance in New York City? I am. I feel like this is a test on our friendship, but I'll let it slide. I will say that tickets are available. I'll include the link. And apparently these panels do sell out. So if you want to come, I would grab a ticket. I would love to see you there. Please, if you're there, come say hi. Flag your Forever 35-ness. I would love to give you a hug.
Everyone go see Kate.
Come see me in New York, baby. Hopefully this will go better than my trip to New York last year when I was supposed to do a live event in support of my book. Oh, Dori, I should say the paperback In a New York Minute is coming out on February 7th. So if folks want to buy it or pre-order it, that would be amazing. I would greatly appreciate it.
There's a lot happening.
And the last time I went to New York, I got COVID. So I couldn't do the New York event in support of this book. So let's hope these KN95s work that I'm wearing, because I don't want to deal with that again. I'm a little like superstitious about New York now. New York and COVID.
Well, I think if you don't go to a fish show, you'll probably be fine.
Well, you know, I am going to 5 fish shows in April, so.
Are you really?
Look out. Oh, yes, Dory. 5? I'm going to. Yes, Dory, 5. Fish is going on a short West Coast spring tour, and I'm seeing 5 out of the 8 shows.
Wow. Okay.
Don't ever question my love for the band.
I've never questioned it.
I know. Yeah. Listen, if you're heading to fish shows in Seattle or Los Angeles, I will be there and I would love to meet you as well. So look, I won't be doing any sort of official book thing, but I will be my true dorky fish self at those shows.
Okay. You heard it here first, everybody.
Breaking news. We got a great email that I wanted to just hop right to. This is the kind of email that when we get it, Dory then forwards it to me with a short note of like, I love this question. And we got it and I was like, we have got to answer this. I find this question fascinating. I can think about it like 50 different ways. Should we dig into it?
Let's get into it, Kate.
Okay, it's a longer email. This person writes to us, I work for a largest company, 850 employees, and have been here for 15 years as of last October. My company always makes a big to-do about employee anniversaries for 5, 10, 20, 25 years, etc. They used to recognize 15 years with a cash bonus and recognition at our monthly staff meeting, but about 5 years ago, they did away with the 15-year recognition for some reason. So when I hit the 15-year mark this past October, I got nothing. Oh, well, that's just the deal. I wasn't bothered. Well, at our staff meeting today, they announced they're bringing it back, and employees here for 15 years from now on will get a $350 cash bonus and recognition for their contributions at a staff meeting. I'm shocked they're not retroactively going back and crediting those of us in the window of employees between then and now who didn't get the bonus. Yes, I asked. It just seems like a no-brainer that it's the right thing to do, isn't it? Here's what our HR director told me. We are adding the 15-year recognition for employees going forward this year. Unfortunately, we will not be providing any retroactive cash awards. The one thing we can do upon request is provide a 15-year service tile you can add to your plaque we gave you at 10 years. Please let me know if you'd like to order one. Thank you. Our company has grown tremendously in the past 5 years. When I started, I think we had less than 300 employees, and I honestly can't think of more than 15 of us who are being left out of this cash incentive. It just feels wrong. Two other people who started the same year as me have also reached out to me, and they're upset, which is probably getting me even more worked up. And not only are we not getting any cash incentive, but we're also not getting any recognition for our service at staff meeting. I should also add, and in the past 2 years, I've received very significant raises and do not want to appear ungrateful for all my company has done for me. $350 in the grand scheme of things really isn't much, but at the same time, I'm a single mom trying to make ends meet, and $350 is not chump change to me. Maybe it's just the principle of the whole thing that is making me rage a teeny tiny bit inside. My sister-in-law says I'm being petty and I should be grateful for all the raises I've gotten recently. My coworkers in the same boat as me are encouraging me to push back and ask HR to reconsider retroactive payments. They say they will too, and the more of us who do, the better chance we get of actually enacting change. Should I shoot this up the ladder, or am I being petty? I've never complained about a single thing to HR, and I'm a valued and trusted employee. I just feel jolted. And I know the timing is ironic because I have recently received some very big raises, but one, I was underpaid for several years for the work I do, and two, our state has increased minimum wages and our costs of living have gone up significantly recently. I always appreciate both of your points of view, so please tell me, what would Kate and Dory do?
This is bullshit.
I am like so enraged on this listener's behalf. You and I are on the same side right here, right? Like, this is such corporate bullshit.
Yes.
They can pay the 15 of you.
we're talking, like you said, $350 to this company is not even like a rounding error. It's basically nothing to them. And it's something that could be, like you said, not chump change to their employees. The thing that floors me about this is the amount of resentment and ill will that they are going to engender among people like this employee who until this point have been pretty happy at work, to me feels not worth the $350. Like, pay, that is a small price to pay. Pay the $350. You're now going to have 15 people who have been there for 15 years really bitter because you decided to be cheap and not pay them each $350. I'm just like, I'm floored by this from like so many different perspectives that it's just, it's blowing my mind right now.
Ooh. Yeah. And I think you're not petty at all, listener. And I want to say something. I don't think we should. Okay. Let me think how I want to phrase this. Look, we have been so conditioned by the system that we are in to feel like we have to be grateful for raises when truly it's like the fucking bare minimum. And again, speaking as an American where like corporations, like our whole system is so fucked with what companies do and don't have to provide. Like being paid your value and being paid for the time and the work that you do should be a human right. So like, and your salary should increase based on cost of living. And this is all like, so when we're like, oh, well, we should like your sister-in-law is saying you should just be grateful for your raises. Like, fuck that. You have value. Now I know this is easier said than done. And this is just me raging against the systems here, but like, don't get sucked into that narrative. Okay. Like, don't trust your gut on this one because it is a slight. And honestly, it's laziness on behalf of this company that they can't pay this out to folks who have been working for them for a decade and a half and then offer you a tile to put on a plaque.
I know.
You can't buy food with a fucking tile.
That is so insulting.
It's really honestly insulting. And this is the kind of thing that would drive me to quit this job if I could. Like, I get so enraged by these kinds of stupid things. Stupid meaning like it's stupid on the company's thinking, not you. It's not like this makes me burn inside.
So, moral of the story, I think you can push this up the chain.
And go for it. Cause a stink.
And push back.
And make the points that you made. Make the points that you made here in a more corporate-y way, not for podcasters, but like these are valid points.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally right. Totally right.
You're totally right.
All right. I think we need an ad break just so I can cool off because I am heated.
You are heated. All right. Let's take a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
With no.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. All right, we're back. We got a text. I just had my first colonoscopy yesterday as I reached that magical age of 45. I wanted to send this as a reminder to do this important scan if you're able to. I know not everyone has access to care and the ability to miss work, but if you can, please get checked. The prep sucked big time, but the peace of mind is worth a lot. And the good news is, if you're clear, it's another decade before you have to go again. So, okay. This was a timely text because I need to do this. I've been putting it off, but I need to do this. But I was heartened by a tweet I saw the other day, which informed me that there is now a pill you can take
instead of the drink to prep mm-hmm. for your colonoscopy.
I've heard that. Yes.
And I guess from what people on Twitter were saying, like, not every doctor will suggest it. And sometimes insurance doesn't cover the whole thing, but there's like coupons. It's called SUTAB. And yeah, just, you know, ask your doctor about it. And it has a slightly higher success rate in terms of cleaning out your bowels than the traditional drink.
And you haven't made a colonoscopy appointment yet, but you are going to. Okay.
Yes, that is my plan.
I love that. I love that for you. I love that for all of us. Check in with your doctors about getting a colonoscopy when they want you to do it, because this is a very important life-saving procedure.
Yeah.
I don't fuck around with those cancers. Let's do it, baby. Let's get in there. Let's get that camera in there.
Oh boy.
We have another voicemail that kind of that connects to this. Connects to this, and then we'll also connect to our next email. So let's play that voicemail.
Hey ladies, I am calling about butt care. It's Molly from Minnesota. So someone just called in again about talking about embarrassing hemorrhoids. And I just want to say that I have learned in the last few months that, like, most people have hemorrhoids, almost everyone. And I was having some, like, bleeding on my butt for the last year that I thought was hemorrhoids. I brought it with my doctor. She was like, oh, it's just hemorrhoids. No big deal. Let's just wait it out. And it just, like, didn't really stop. So when I went in for my annual exam again, she was like, well, this is still going on. Maybe you need to see a specialist. I saw a roid specialist. She's like, oh yeah, this is super, everything looks normal. So I had hemorrhoids, but she's like, it doesn't explain the bleeding. So then they got me in for a colonoscopy, and I had it right before New Year's, and they found a giant precancerous polyp, and I am 40. If I'd waited till 45, who knows what that could have been. So I just want to say, let's talk about hemorrhoids. Let's talk about butt stuff, because I was so embarrassed to go to the doctor or, like, even really talk about my butt stuff with friends or with anybody, even my husband. It was just so shameful. And now all of a sudden, because I found, you know, I, like, sucked it up and went in and swallowed my pride, I probably saved my life. So, like, yeah, let's talk about our butts. You've got some weird butt bleeding. Go to your doctor. It's fine. It's, like, literally what they talk about all day, every day. It's cool. And I hope this helps someone, even if it's never played on the podcast. Maybe it'll help cat or door. Okay, thanks. Bye.
It did help me.
Wow.
Good message, right? Very important.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad that you, like, I'm addressing the listener now. I'm glad that you continued to, like, push for answers.
Yeah. Me too. I think that's a way to advocate for yourself. And I appreciate you sharing this, because, like, the more we talk about our butts, you're right. It can honestly save lives.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Dory, would you like to read this final email for this butt section of the episode?
Kate, I would like nothing more. Greetings, Kate and Dory, listening to the recent mini-ep and the reference to hemorrhoids, which have been an unfortunate recurrent issue since my third trimester of pregnancy with my second child, who was born in 2020. I carry to work every day in my tote bag a Ziploc bag labeled Shit Kit, which has Preparation H cream, a bottle of witch hazel, cotton rounds and my prescription Proctizone cream that my OBGYN writes and refills for me. Unfortunately, I never know when things will get bad, and being prepared keeps my butt under control. I also have two donut pillows, one that's kept at work and one for home for when my roid rage flares. I've carried the pillow around the office to meetings. I had to do this within my first 3 months at a new job last year. I think my shit kit would be a great amenity to offer at Dory's Hotel. And lastly, for anyone whose health insurance denies covering suppositories like mine, ask your MD to write the prescription for cream and apply it with a cotton round or toilet paper. It works just as well. I hope this information helps anyone else suffering.
You know who you also help, listener? The other folks in your office who saw you walking around with a donut pillow. Honestly, I mean this sincerely. I'm not making a joke. Because this is the kind of shit that we have been taught is too embarrassing to do in public. So instead we quietly suffer through pain and discomfort. And truly, I think just by kind of like being, you know, it's not like you're wearing a sign that says like, I've got a hemorrhoid, but just like, creating a space in which you show that you're comfortable to do that and signal that others can be comfortable in your presence to sit on a donut pit. Like, it's just, it helps change the environment and the atmosphere. It really does. Mm. Donut pillows at work for all.
Amen.
This makes me think I need a donut pillow, honestly.
You might need a donut pillow.
I've had them before and I haven't had one in a while. Now I'm kind of like, that could be fun. Maybe I need a donut pillow again.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Why not?
Think about it. Yeah. Why not? Help my butt.
All right. Well, Kate, let's take a break.
Okay. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, I'm very curious where you're going to land on this, Dory. Here's a text we got. Important debate among my group of friends. Hone in or home in on? Inspired by Kate's recent reference to flushing out something when writing, which was also part of the debate my friends and I had. Personally, I've always been on team hone, H-O-N-E, even though I've now been educated that I'm saying it, quote, wrong. Now,
okay,
go ahead, Dory. You go ahead.
I looked this up.
Mm-hmm.
And according to prowritingaid.com, home in means to locate and move towards something, and hone in means to focus on something.
So they're both right.
Examples of sentences using home in include, my dog quickly homed in on the squirrel in the tree. The missile used radio signals to home in on the military target. So
now wait, what's an example of hone? Hone is focus, like mental focus?
You'll need to hone in on a few more skills if you want to win the competition. Researchers are working to hone in on the cause of the disease. The poem uses a... Yes.
So like at the buffet table, I homed in
you did.
On the yes. hot dogs. But uh-huh. in reading the book, I honed in on the narrator's voice.
Yes, or like the themes of the book.
Okay. So hone is more of a cerebral experience.
Yes, I would say that that is accurate. Now, they say that hone, just to confuse things a little bit more, they write, hone in is now seen as an alternative to home in, although language enthusiasts are not so quick to accept it. So if you are around any English language lovers, you may want to refrain from using it. Sounds to me like this person's friends are some English language lovers. And then they also say, if you're not sure whether to use hone in versus home in, you can avoid them altogether by writing zero in. He raised the binoculars and zeroed in on an 11th floor room.
I also think like language is fluid and influenced by the ways in which we use it. And sometimes the hang-ups about how the English language is spoken or used often come with a lot of like classism or racism lurking underneath.
Totally.
Well, let's answer this one last text question. This person wrote to us, question for the pod. I'm trying to train myself to sleep on my back to prevent wrinkles, but every time I sleep on my back, I end up getting sleep paralysis and end up moving to sleep on my side within the first 30 minutes. I know sleep paralysis is stress-induced, and so I'm managing stress through different ways. Therapy, meditation, calm sleep stories for bedtime, variety of other ways. Is this something you guys have dealt with, or am I doomed to be a side sleeper forever? Okay. I've never dealt with sleep paralysis. Dory, you have a lot of sleep stuff, but is this something that you've dealt with?
It's never been... No, I've not dealt with sleep paralysis. But I cannot recommend enough for you to do a sleep study.
Oh, good call. Very good call.
Because there might be something else going on. There might be something else you can do. But it's a good thing to consult with a professional about.
Yeah, and I would just also add, like, wrinkles we're all going to get wrinkles. Like, it's better to have good sleep than to worry about wrinkles from side sleeping.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. If you're not a back sleeper, that's just fine. Even folks who sleep on their backs are going to get wrinkles. And you know what? Maybe we are all going to learn to love our wrinkles at some point.
Totally. I pretty much sleep on my side. I just find it more comfortable and cozy. And like, that's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. I start on my back and then I move to my side. That's kind of how I roll. Good luck. Dory's advice about a sleep study is the way to go, for sure. Good call, Dory.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well,
Kate, it's been fun chatting with you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Adios.
Bye.